Hello.
Oh, hi, Richard. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
I'm not able to pay that right now, and I was wondering if I was to cancel, would I be able to open everything back up in a month or so?
So,
Go ahead.
That's a hard question to answer because we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. And that's just because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account, and we can't cancel the account and then start it up again in a month because it's a reoccurring program where come February 5th, it will reoccur to $498. So I want to give you an option because you're telling me that things are tight right now. Your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. If you wanted to, we could remove those, and that would lower the past due amount to $149. Now, you don't have to pay that today, but the system does try to process it once daily. And once that payment goes through, I can then put the account on a seasonal hold for up to 90 days. So you could absolutely stop the February, even the March and April payments if you wanted to, and then just reinstate it when you're ready.
Okay. Next question. Would I have to have all of that at once?
The $149? I could work with you and do maybe a partial payment and, you know, set up, you know, maybe, you know, the next payment a week or so later if you like.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can give you 50 today.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do then, Richard, is we have a program where it cancels the account, but it just keeps the website open, and that's $49 for the hosting of the site. If I convert your package to that, it will be very easy next month to go back to the regular, you know, the regular pricing, because that way everything stays active. It's just that there isn't any active programming being done on the listings. So let me do that. I'll do the $49 for the hosting, and then that way you can just call me, you know, when you're ready, and we can reinstate the rest. So let me just...
Okay. And when you say active programming, what do you mean by that?
What that means is that in order to get a business on the first page of Google and to keep that business up there ranking, it takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens, you know, 4 to 5 to 6 times in one day. So when you have our services on an ongoing basis, every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's constantly updating your data and refreshing, making sure that you never fall off the first page. But if you go to that $49 package for the website hosting, it's not like someone's going to hit a button and everything deletes, right? They're going to keep everything active. It's just that they won't be doing any active programming on it. So when the new revisions are coming through daily, once you get caught up maybe next month, they'll go back in and they'll catch up on all of those updates for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will I make changes myself? Like to the website?
You can still make revisions to the website through your dashboard. Absolutely. That wouldn't change. So the only thing is when an account's in a hosting, they don't want you to go in and do extensive revisions, right? So let's say that you're trying to completely readjust the website or something like that. They're going to, you know, if it's going to be like tearing it down completely and rebuilding it, then they're going to say, okay, you have to have, you know, the whole program to do that. But if you want to add a nice picture or change the logo or something simple like that, they'll absolutely still do it for you while you're in the hosting.
Okay. All right. That's what I was wondering. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I still got a decline message for the $49. But let me ask you, were you wanting us to use the card ending in 4525, or is there a different one that you wanted to use for that?
4525. Let me see which card that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give me about 15 minutes, and there will be money on there, probably less than that.
Okay, I'll just try it again in 15 minutes just to be safe. And then I wanted to ask you, do you want me to keep it at the $49 ongoing and then you'll call us when you want to upgrade back to the Google programming? Or do you want me to set it up where the February 5th payment would automatically go back to that $149?
Yes, keep it at the $49 one.
Okay.
For now.
Absolutely. And then you'll call us when you want to go back to it, right?
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we'll try it again in 15 minutes. And in the meantime, Richard, have a great rest of your week, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.